Good morning. It's April 18th, and this is your daily brief in EU news. Here's everything you need to know. In a dramatic twist to the UEFA Champions League, Real Madrid and Bayern Munich clinch spots in the semi-finals, overturning expectations and setting the stage for an electrifying showdown. These victories not only highlight the unpredictable nature of football, but also set up an intriguing semi-final lineup that promises high-stakes matches ahead. Real Madrid's journey to the semi-finals was marked by a nail-biting penalty shootout against Manchester City, with Antonio Rudiger delivering the decisive blow. Despite Manchester City dominating possession, it was Madrid who struck first and eventually triumphed in the shootout, dashing City's hopes of defending their title. On the other hand, Bayern Munich secured their place by edging out Arsenal with a 1-0 victory, leveraging their experience to reach their 13th semi-final and ending Arsenal's first quarter-final run in over a decade. The semi-final lineup is now set, featuring Real Madrid, Bayern Munich, Paris Saint-Germain, and Borussia Dortmund. These matches, scheduled for April 30th, May 1st, and the second legs on May 7th and 8th, will be broadcast by TNT Sports in the UK, signalling a must-watch event for football fans. Additionally, the 2024-2025 Champions League season will introduce a new Swiss-style format, expanding the competition to 36 teams, promising even more thrilling football action. For Arsenal, the defeat marks a critical moment for reflection and growth. Manager Mikel Arteta is now faced with the challenge of enhancing Arsenal's performance in future Champions League seasons. As the football world anticipates the semi-finals, the journey of these teams underscores the relentless pursuit of glory in the UEFA Champions League. In a dramatic turn on Queen Margrethe's 84th birthday, Copenhagen's historic Bourse was consumed by a massive fire, resulting in the collapse of its iconic Dragon Tower and extensive damage to both the spire and numerous valuable artworks. This event not only marred a day of royal celebration, but also struck a deep chord in the heart of Denmark's cultural and business heritage. The fire, which blazed for over 24 hours, led to the destruction of half the building and saw a significant section of the roof give way. Amid the chaos, a concerted effort was made by first responders and civilians alike to save what could be salvaged from the flames. Notably, a 13-foot painting by Peder Severin. Krøyer was among the precious items rescued, thanks to the quick actions of the Danish Chamber of Commerce and others. This calamity has been felt deeply across Denmark, with Prime Minister and King Frederik X expressing their sorrow over the loss. The destruction of the Bourse is not just a physical blow, but a significant loss to Denmark's business history and cultural fabric. Meanwhile, Queen Margrethe opted for a private celebration with family and friends, releasing new portraits to mark her birthday amidst the crisis. The cause of the fire is currently under investigation, with police and fire services working to determine the spark that ignited this disaster. The rebuilding process is estimated to take up to a decade, reflecting the extensive damage and the historical significance of the Bourse. As efforts to extinguish the flames continue, the nation watches, hoping for a swift resolution and the preservation of what remains of this historic landmark. In a dramatic plea for help, Ukrainian President Zelensky has urgently called for enhanced air defense support from Western allies, following a devastating attack where Russian cruise missiles struck the heart of Chernihiv, claiming at least 17 lives and leaving dozens injured. This tragic event underscores the dire situation Ukraine finds itself in as the war with Russia enters its third year, with the nation grappling with a critical shortage of military support from its Western partners. The conflict has seen a concerning delay in US military assistance, a gap that has allowed Russian forces to regain tactical advantages on the ground. Ukraine, in anticipation of a major Russian offensive, is not standing still. It's employing long-range drone and missile strikes behind enemy lines, showcasing resilience and strategic countermeasures despite the odds. Meanwhile, the war's repercussions are felt even within Russia, with reports of Ukrainian drone strikes and unconfirmed missile attacks in occupied Crimea. On the international stage, NATO Secretary-General Jens Stoltenberg has made a compelling call to allies, urging them to prioritise sending weapons to Ukraine over meeting the alliance's own defence spending targets. This comes as the BBC reports that Russia has suffered over 50,000 military casualties since the conflict's inception. In a show of solidarity, the Netherlands has delivered 3 additional F-16 fighter jets to assist in training Ukrainian pilots in Romania, marking a significant contribution to Ukraine's aerial capabilities. Amidst these developments, China has voiced a call for negotiations to bring an end to the conflict, highlighting the global concern over the ongoing war. Back in the US, Congress is poised to vote on proposals that include funding allocations for Ukraine alongside Israel and Taiwan, signalling continued international involvement and support for Kyiv. In a grassroots effort to support their beleaguered neighbour, Slovakian citizens have initiated a crowdfunding campaign aiming to raise 1 million euros to purchase ammunition for Ukraine, despite their government's refusal to send military aid. This initiative, along with the evacuation of over 13,000 children from Russia's Belgorod region due to ongoing attacks, paints a vivid picture of the conflict's far-reaching impact. The international community's response to Ukraine's plight is multifaceted, from judicial investigations in Paris into the death of a French-Irish journalist to the Ateş resistance group's daring attack on a military airfield in Crimea. Amidst these actions and calls for support, the clear message is that urgent and significant support from the US and its allies remains crucial for Ukraine's ability to defend itself and counter Russian aggression. With the Paris 2024 Olympics drawing closer, excitement builds as organisers release over 250,000 new tickets, making the Games more accessible, with nearly 20,000 tickets priced at just €24. Amidst the anticipation, the Olympic torchlighting ceremony recently took place in Olympia, Greece, attended by 600 guests including global dignitaries, symbolising unity and hope in the face of global conflicts. This event marks the beginning of the torch's journey, which will see it carried through Greece and then across France in a 68-day relay, echoing ancient traditions and culminating in Paris for the opening of the Games. As the world looks forward to the Olympics, security remains a top concern. French President Emmanuel Macron, alongside organisers and officials, is weighing the option of a traditional opening ceremony at the Stade de France against the planned parade on the Seine, with safety of participants and spectators as the priority. Despite these concerns, there's a strong commitment to maintaining the original vision for the opening ceremony, with comprehensive security measures and contingency plans in place. The competition is expected to be fierce, with the United States and China projected to lead the medal count. The participation of Russian and Belarusian athletes remains uncertain due to the conflict in Ukraine, adding another layer of complexity to the Games. Amidst these challenges, the spirit of the Olympics shines through, with athletes and officials expressing confidence in the security arrangements and focusing on the celebration of Olympic and Paralympic sports. As preparations continue, the hope is for a successful and secure Games that not only showcases the best of athletic achievement, but also brings the world together in a display of unity and hope. With unique events like the planned opening ceremony on the Seine, Paris 2024 promises to be an unforgettable addition to the Olympic legacy. In a strategic move to safeguard his nation, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is looking to Israel's air defense success story as a model for Ukraine. Amidst the ongoing conflict, Zelensky's initiative aims to fortify Ukraine's defenses against external threats, particularly from Russia and Iran. This plan includes a significant appeal to the NATO Ukraine Council, where Zelensky will request air defense systems and missiles. His call to action stresses the importance of equal protection for all citizens and underscores the necessity for real support from global allies. Zelensky's diplomatic efforts extend beyond military needs. He has openly praised German Chancellor Olaf Scholz for his role in seeking a peaceful resolution to the conflict and pointed out China's potential to influence Russian President Vladimir Putin. In an ambitious step towards peace, Zelensky is organizing a summit in Switzerland. This gathering aims to convene world leaders, including an invitation to China, to discuss a peace plan that insists on the withdrawal of Russian forces from Ukraine. Notably, Russia has not been invited to this summit, highlighting the tension and the complex dynamics at play. As Zelensky prepares to address the G7 foreign ministers on the Italian island of Capri, the international stage is set for a critical discussion on the conflict. His presence and plea for support at this meeting underscore the urgent need for international cooperation and assistance in achieving a resolution. Zelensky's multifaceted strategy, from enhancing air defenses to diplomatic engagements, reflects a comprehensive approach to protecting Ukraine and seeking an end to the conflict. This has been your daily brief in EU news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.